It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Hey, we'd all like to save some money, but when a bargain looks like too big of a bargain, you gotta wonder what's the catch. Case in point, the BlackBerry Playbook from Research in Motion, or RIM. It's a tablet computer like an iPad. It debuted last spring.
Powerful, portable playbook.
Wasn't exactly a hit. You can now get a playbook for $299. That's for either the 16, 32, or 64 gigabyte models, all three same price. The 64 gig model used to be $699, so 400 bucks off. Rafe Needleman from CNET says it's got a lot of muscle.
Well, what's built in there is a very powerful web browser, arguably a better one than you'll get on any of the other tablets out there right now. If you go to any web page, it'll get squozed down into 7 inches of screen, which is the screen real estate, and it'll do it quickly and with full fidelity, which is really nice. And it's a multitasking operating system and a better one than you can see on other tablets. So if you're running a bunch of different applications, playing a video, browsing the web, doing some mail, you can go between applications very quickly, and there's none of this delay as you start up the application that's been in the background before.
Still, that doesn't make the playbook a bargain.
Maybe it's $299, that's the product, but you need more than just the hardware and the great operating system. You need this infrastructure of content and applications. And the RIM playbook, no matter how good it is, it's just not a full citizen of the app economy right now the way that Android and Apple products are.
BlackBerry is not a brand that is really riding this wave of applications as the driver for performance and for what makes the product exciting.
That's Horace Dedu, tech analyst and founder of Asimco. He says RIM is trying to make its products more appealing to people who want apps.
They've addressed that issue partly by saying they're going to run some Android applications within their platform. But that's kind of a halfway solution. It doesn't really solve the smoothness of operation that a game-oriented product would need to have.
As Research in Motion tries to clear away playbook inventory with this sale, the company's BlackBerry smartphones are falling way behind Apple and Android. But as bad as RIM looks now, Dedu says don't count it out yet.
A lot of assumptions, I think, are being made that the company is in distress. It's not quite in distress. It's actually growing. What it has had is a relative slowdown, whereas the whole market has grown much more rapidly. So they've lost share in that sense. But the company is still quite solvent, and I think that if anyone is an avid user of a BlackBerry, I think they'll be safe buying another version of the product.
Unless, of course, you want apps. Television is about to fundamentally shift, and the shift involves gangsters, a guy from Bruce Springsteen's band, and Norway.
Why the f*** do you want to go there?
Didn't you see the Olympics in 94? Clean air, fresh white snow, gorgeous broads. It was beautiful.
The series Lilyhammer will debut not on HBO or Fox, but on Netflix online. As of the February 6th premiere, Netflix is not just reruns. Steven Van Zandt stars in it. He's in the E Street Band. He was also in The Sopranos. He plays an FBI informant sent to Norway.
Not too much jobs, but pizza delivery, man.
You know, I had a very successful bar in New York.
Hey, Netflix, now that you're doing original programming, I got a pitch for you. It's about this company that makes a terrible decision to split off part of itself and call it Quixtar. It's kind of a screwball historical comedy. Call me. We'll do lunch. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuyForBusiness.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.